Dances with Wolves actor Nathan Chasing Horse sentenced to life in prison for sexual assault. By Breitbart News on April 28, 2026. Las Vegas, AP, a Nevada judge sentenced Dances with Wolves actor Nathan Chasing Horse on Monday to life in prison for sexually assaulting indigenous women and girls. A jury had previously convicted him of 13 charges, mostly related to sexual assault of three women. Accusers and their families told Judge Jessica Peterson they continue to suffer from the trauma caused by Chasing Horse, 49, and struggle with their faith after he exploited his position as a spiritual leader. There is no way to get back the youth, the childhood loss. My first time, my first kiss, the graduation I never got to have, said Karina Leon LaCroix, who was 14 when Chasing Horse assaulted her. The life that little girl could have lived has been taken from me forever. The Associated Press typically does not use the name of alleged sexual assault victims unless they come forward publicly, as Leon LaCroix has. Chasing Horse, wearing his navy blue Clark County Detention Center uniform, stared straight ahead as victims read their statements and remained quiet as he was escorted out of the courtroom. He'll be eligible for parole after serving for 37 years, and has continued to deny the charges against him. This is a miscarriage of justice, he told the judge on Monday. Peterson said she was struck by his continued denial of the charges despite the evidence shown in trial. You preyed on these women's trusts and their spirituality, and you manipulated them for your own personal gratification, she said before she announced his sentence. When the hearing adjourned, more than a dozen people in the courtroom clapped. Other charges in Canada are still pending. The sentencing wraps a years-long effort to prosecute the former actor after he was first arrested and indicted in 2023. That initial arrest reverberated around Indian country, with law enforcement in other states and Canada following up with more criminal charges. Those charges are still pending. The British Columbia Prosecution Service said Chasing Horse was charged with sexual assault in February 2023, though the date of the alleged offense took place in September 2018 near Carameas, a village about 4 hours east of Vancouver. In November 2023, the case paused due to Chasing Horse's charges in the United States, but resumed the following year. After all of Chasing Horse's appeals have been exhausted, British Columbia prosecutors will assess next steps. Damien Darby, communications counsel for the British Columbia Prosecution Service, said in an email. A warrant against Chasing Horse remains outstanding in Alberta. The Tsuut'ina Nation Police Service in Alberta said in a statement following Chasing Horse's conviction in January. The Tsuut'ina Nation Police Service said that it is in contact with the Alberta Crown Prosecutor's Office regarding the warrant. January trial focused on his role as spiritual leader. Chasing Horse was born on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota, which is home to the Sichungu Sioux, one of the seven tribes of the Lakota Nation. Following his appearance as the young Sioux tribe member Smiles a Lot in Kevin Costner's Oscar-winning film Dances with Wolves, Chasing Horse traveled across Indian country to attend powwows and perform healing ceremonies. During his trial, Nevada prosecutors said Chasing Horse used his reputation as a Lakota medicine man to prey on indigenous women and girls. Deputy District Attorney Bianca Pucci told the jury that for almost 20 years, Chasing Horse spun a web of abuse that ensnared many women. Jurors heard from three women who said Chasing Horse sexually assaulted them. The jury returned guilty verdicts on some charges. He was acquitted on others. Needing medical help. Multiple victims described how they participated in his ceremonies or went to Chasing Horse for medical help. Chasing Horse allegedly told Leon LaCroix when she was 14 that the spirits wanted her to give up her virginity to save her mother, who was diagnosed with cancer. He then sexually assaulted her and told her that if she told anyone, her mother would die, according to Pucci. The sexual assaults continued for years, Pucci said. Chasing Horse denied the allegations and his attorney questioned the main accuser's credibility, calling her a scorned woman. His attorney had filed a motion for a new trial, arguing that a witness was not qualified to talk about grooming and that the statute of limitations had expired. That motion was denied. Victims and their family members testified that they struggle with their faith as a result of Chasing Horse's actions. The mothers of the victims said Chasing Horse betrayed their trust and abused sacred traditions. Even to this day I struggle to regain my faith and spirituality, said Lynette Adams, the mother of Sierra Begay, one of the other victims. The AP typically does not use the name of alleged sexual assault victims unless they come forward publicly or prove the use of their names, as Begay has. Begay said she still faces complications after suffering an ectopic pregnancy as a result of the assault and being forced to undergo surgery. I am choosing to see this moment as a fresh start, Begay said. I will rebuild my life, reclaim my voice and continue fighting for the future I deserve.